I wasn't sure if they were going to be in because they had a busy day, but here they are like clockwork. Chief Tim Linke of the Yankton Fire Department and Deputy Chief Daniel Prendable.
Good morning. You're making us wear headphones today, so I don't know what to do with my hands. Car ran good.
Please fold them.
Let's say good.
Let's begin with a prayer. Let's pray for Daniel's commanders. Who? I don't want to talk commanders this morning. Is that all right?
That makes one of us.
Although my Vikings, I think, are doing well in free agency right now.
Your too. Vikings picked up Jonathan Allen on the D-line, ex-commander. He should help.
Yeah, well, congratulations on Debo. There, we talked about it.
There you go. Moving on.
So you were, Tim, you were picking something out of your ears earlier when we were waiting to go on here?
Yeah, I had a little bit of burnt grass and stuff that was flying around in my pickup yesterday because our volunteers spent, gosh, I don't know how many hours out on wildfire. About 150 acres yesterday, north of town yesterday.
I was looking all over for the smoke because I heard the sirens. Everybody heard the sirens, and they kept going and going and going. So I was worried, but I'm glad you're here and safe and sound. Heroes from RB Grillhouse and Sports Bar featuring the fire department this morning. And tell me what happened and what went down yesterday.
Gosh, we had, about 4:35 o'clock, called to the north part of town for a grass fire and started heading up that way. And it didn't take us long to figure out where it was at because you could see the smoke from about 4 or 5 miles away, and got up there and had, all told about 150 acres of some pretty rocky and hilly terrain. Yeah. But volunteers, as always, got in there and did a nice job. We had a couple of challenges with some soft soil and having some trucks get stuck. But otherwise, we got the job done. And of course, we couldn't have done it without our friends from Lesterville and Irene. We had them mutual aided as well to take care of the north part of the fire.
Paul Schurzlich was kind of a hero yesterday.
Absolutely. Yeah. He played double duty, as he usually does, as the Lesterville fire chief, but also the emergency manager. And then also, I don't even think we'd gotten to the fire yet, or we'd just been there. And we had another incident that we diverted some crews to just out by the lake. And then in the middle of the incident, we had another call that Irene helped handle for us. And so, yeah, it was a busy afternoon, early evening.
Daniel, what do you do when a truck gets stuck?
That's when you kind of lean on some of your farmer friends if you can. And you also, in our instance, we lean on some of our volunteers who have a lot of mechanical acumen and who are really good with trucks and what's underneath them and what we need to protect. As we talked about before, we had Cody in here, and then one of our folks, Tyler Frick, is the runner of truck trailer. And so we have folks who are really good with knowing what to do in those instances. So we lean on them. Like, they teach us probably more than we teach them, which is very helpful.
Probably had a half a dozen people under that truck and figuring out different ways to get the vehicles out. So you just stand back and let them do the work.
So how did a grass fire start? Can you say how the origin of that?
Not 100% sure. You know, they're a little pit to the south that some controlled burning had been done over the past few days. And of course, when the weather gets nice and there's just a little bit of snow on the ground, folks will get out there and try to get some of their wood and brush and scrap taken care of. And I think we had a little bit of a south wind that maybe kicked up a spark.
Daniel, people would probably be amazed at how long that stuff can keep burning days and weeks.
Smolder.
In a tree or at the bottom of a pile.
Yeah, especially if you've got a big tree or there's a lot of branches or stumps, those things will smolder for days and days and days. Even after we have deemed it under control, if folks are driving by, they will probably see some smoke, or if the wind kicks up, they might see some flames. And we obviously do appreciate them if they notify dispatch that, hey, we see flames out here. But like, just be aware that that could be something that we're already aware of, and we appreciate you like calling that in, but we may not send crews out there if it's just going to continue to smolder, which does happen. I mean, those are thick tree branches. They'll smolder for a while.
So you boys are hoping for some rain this weekend. You're excited about the forecast.
We want some rain. We'd like some green grass and things like that. We'd like the moisture. We don't want the wind. Wind bad, rain good.
Been an extra challenge without the snow there, Tonto?
Definitely.
Heroes this morning brought to you by the letters WINDBAD.
Yeah, wind bad.
Wind bad.
By the way, congratulations on the Battle of the Badges win. Who would like to comment on that?
I'm going to let the guy that carried us over here, I'm going to let him talk about it.
I would say the guy who carried us was probably Buckman.
That's true.
Shout out to Buckman.
Unbelievable from three. But let me tell you,
Nets are still
another MVP, Babyface Frick.
Babyface Frick is very scrappy.
As always.
Wow.
Scrappy.
I was really impressed with him. Of course, Buckman's three-point shots. Daniel, you were steady as usual. Tim, You were very sweaty?
I was very. That's why I wore sweatbands, two ankle braces, and yeah. I bounced off a curve in a couple of times.
Yeah, there. You weren't going to start on fire.
I'll no, tell you I that. Was not going to start on fire. I took a couple of shots.
Yeah. So now you guys are a little ahead in the battle 4-3, and I don't know. I think you were fortunate to get by the law enforcement team this year.
It was a line drive in the box score. That's all we care about. It's a W. Yeah. It's a W.
Yeah. Anything else brewing for you guys, or smoldering, should I say?
Smoldering.
As the weather starts to get nicer, we start to do more outdoor training. We pride ourselves in doing a lot of hands-on training anyway. In fact, just last week, one of our assistant chiefs, Brad Mosier, gosh, he spent a couple days, even a day of vacation, building a search prop in our firehouse. And we spent a couple hours Monday night with our volunteers practicing searching and pulling out mannequins. We've got somebody coming up from Houston here in a couple of weeks to help us get our ladder truck, work through its paces, and get some more education on that. We've got a lot of fire schools to go to, and just always training, always trying to better ourselves.
Just always being ready takes work. It takes work to be ready.
That's right. Yeah. And we're very cognizant of the time that our volunteers give to us and give to our community. And so we want to make sure that we don't waste that time. We get them for about 90 minutes to 2 hours every 2 weeks. And so we want to make sure that that training is good and that it's helpful so that we can save lives.
Two things to end on. I gave Mike Villanueva a pair of fire boots. Did he get those to
you?
He
did. He did. Good. They're in the museum.
You know, that's very meaningful to me. They belong to my wife's father from Canton, South Dakota, who passed away. He was on the volunteer fire department years ago. Those boots probably looked ancient, but we were looking for a nice landing spot for them. So it makes us feel really good that they're in the museum.
They have a special place now. We're honored to have them.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Final thing, I thought we would, this is why I asked you guys to wear your headphones. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy. I love
he's not getting it.
So.
He's playing
is
Oh Danny Boy.
Is
Danny,
it old Danny Boy?
Yeah, Oh Danny Boy.
Are your headphones are not working, Danny
no.
Boy?
It sounded nice.
I'll love him.
And then we got the Irishman right over here. You know, yeah. Danny Boy.
Yeah, he's got too much red. Too much red to be Irish. Thank you, guys. Thank you to everybody on your team. Thank you for your work yesterday. Thank you for being ready. Thank you for being heroes. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks to our volunteers and our teammates from the other communities that helped out.
Yeah, big shout out to Lesterville and Irene yesterday.
Absolutely.